Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Nick, development continues within the city. In June alone, $4.8 million in new construction was approved.
Oh, wow.
Well, this includes things like new commercial buildings and homes, tenant finishes, which are when a developer builds a building and they don't do the inside yet. They wait till they have somebody set to go. This includes pools, pretty much anything that requires a building permit.
Okay.
That year-to-date number this year is nearly $41 million.
Oh, wow.
And then this $41 million is 33% higher than the same time period last year.
Well, so that's good.
Community development is staying quite busy.
Well, maybe something we can do in a future episode is highlight some businesses and new buildings that opened up during COVID.
Oh, yeah. There were several places that built and opened up during the height of the pandemic that really haven't been able to welcome in the public and show off their building yet. And I really hate that because I love touring new places and seeing others, like, they light up when they get to share what they've created and sort of the business that they've built. So I like your idea. Let's do that.
Well, in other news, I know you're counting down the days until school starts. What are we down to?
Oh, yeah. So OTHS, which is the high school, kicks off their school year next Thursday, August 12th. Then the next day, which is a week from today, Shiloh Elementary starts. Central School District, which is Central Elementary and Joseph Arthur Middle School, they start back on Monday, August 16th. And then District 90, which is the other five elementary schools and two junior high schools, will start back on Wednesday, August 18th. So we are only 11 days out from that. So here's my disclaimer.
Okay.
Or my prep, actually. If you're a parent or a guardian, start your back-to-school routines now.
Yes.
Don't wait two or three nights before school starts.
You got to get those kids trained for that. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. So while we're talking about schools, I want to give a big shout-out to Dr. Tron Young. He's the principal at Joseph Arthur Middle School, or JAMS, as it's known around here. I had always heard fantastic things about him, but I had never actually met him until last week when he came and spoke to the Chamber's Young Professionals Group. And he shared all the ways that they are building up students at JAMS, and he was amazing. If you came to me and said, let's build the ideal middle school principal, someone who is energetic, personable, incredibly intelligent, and someone who can connect and genuinely impact 11 to 14-year-olds, I'd say he already exists as Dr. Young at JAMS.
He's a good guy.
He really is. He gets it. And it was such a pleasure introducing him to our young leaders. They were blown away that we have access to such talent in our community. So, Dr. Young, thank you so much for coming out. And everybody who goes to JAMS, I hope you know what a true gem you have.
Definitely.
Your mix.
So before we get into the calendar, let's mention the battery drive that O'Fallon Fire and Rescue is hosting.
So they're doing a battery donation drive. And residents love supporting first responders by bringing food. I think that's like the number one way that we extend our appreciation.
I've seen a lot of pictures of guys or people bringing lunch and whatnot up to the guys.
Exactly. In addition to that, O'Fallon Fire and Rescue has put out a call for help. So maybe the next time you want to show your appreciation, include a pack of batteries. They go out into the community, and several hundred times a year, they are either replacing the units themselves, so smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, but in a lot of cases, they're just changing the batteries.
Yep.
And so they are looking for battery donations. In addition, I mean, I don't want to cut off the sugary.
Well, no.
We don't want to, let's not put an end to that, but maybe also throw in a pack of batteries from Sam's Club.
Yes. Guys, they're looking specifically for Energizer or Duracell brand 9-volt batteries. In addition to the Rice Krispie Treats.
Exactly.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
It's actually a pretty light week, but I do want to mention the Chamber has our annual golf tournament scheduled for Tuesday, September 14th. It's about a month out from now. We are registering teams and sponsors. Nick, I know I'm a little biased, but it is one of the premier golf tournaments in the region. We have it at Far Oaks Golf Course. The staff there does a phenomenal job, but I want to tell you what, the teams fill up quickly. So if you're interested, you're going to want to get on that because once the morning and afternoon sessions are gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
Coming up this week, HSHS St. Elizabeth's is hosting a blood drive. It's on August 10th, and I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
And then this Thursday, August 12th, from 11:30 to 12:30 is the Chamber's Restaurant Roulette. You do have to be a chamber member, and we've talked about this before. This is for chamber members. It's a way to get out into the community. What you do is you register for the event, and the morning of, you'll get an email with where you're going to be dining, and when you show up, you'll be dining with three other chamber members, so you don't know who your dining mates are going to be until that day.
Oh, man.
We've talked before.
About this. I was going to say, this is more of a you thing than a me thing, but
exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, again, that's this Thursday, August 12th, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
All right. Well, it looks like a light week, listener. So get your events into us. You know, we're happy to promote them. So the email address that you can send your events to, it's in the show notes. And just send us an email with what's going on in your business or community organization, and we'll be happy to promote them. And hey, while you're at it, also send it to news@O'Fallonweekly.com, all one word, no apostrophe in O'Fallon, because I want to put it in the paper, because, you know, I don't like learning about stuff on Facebook. I want to be the one promoting it.
Exactly.
Well, Jessica, short week this week, but that's all right. I got to get rolling.
Sounds good. Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
Take it easy. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.